Blog Talk Radio.
Why you wanna run around town talk this shit about me?
Talking this shit about me.
When we put it on the table, you don't really know this shit about me.
What you know about me?
I've been in and out of trouble, but they didn't find ish on me. So why you run around town telling the niggas that you know about me?
What you know about me?
Wiggin, why you wanna run around town talking shit about me?
You talk this shit about me?
When we put it on the table, you don't really know this shit about me.
You don't really know this shit about me.
I've been in and out of trouble, but they didn't find ish on me. So why you run around town telling the niggas that you know about me?
You don't know about me.
I admit it. Oh, no. Just got up out of prison. Right back selling killing. Ain't y'all know how we get it. How we get it. Catch me in and out the kitchen. Like them phones I be whipping. All them beats that I'm switching. Jelly. All them bitches that I'm hitting. You don't know about the shit. Stop acting like you with it. Margiela when I'm kicking. Robin's on chilling with a foreign vixen. Okay, I get it, yeah, I get it.
Oh, I get it.
Niggas hate me cause I really live it.
Cause I live it.
I be dipping through the city with some cause then they really about their business.
Yeah.
Get shot of mind your business. Cause we ain't playing with you. We ain't playing. And you already know my game. You still money over bitch.
Yeah.
It's saying me and Bubba worth a ticket. Ever since we dropped, remember,
I remember.
Now they calling for a future. If it ain't about no money, then my nigga, we ain't with it.
We ain't with it.
That's how a little nigga feelin'.
Stop feelin'.
And I'm always strapped. Damn. Every time we in the building. Rolling on, I be chillin'. Plotting like Black and got the Smithin'. Don't make me send Mizzy. Lose game, just to take you out the building. Yeah, my man's really with it. Have him throw 30 in a minute. FN57. Pointing at your biscuit. That's how we livin', how we livin'.
How we livin'.
Tell him that we really get it.
That we get it.
In that car that we drive. Cost a quarter ticket.
Yeah.
Why you wanna run around town talk about me?
Talking this shit about me.
When we put it on the table, you don't really know this shit about me.
What you know about me?
I've been in and out of trouble, but they didn't find ish on me. So why you run around town telling the niggas that you know about me?
What you know about me?
Wiggin, why you wanna run around town talk this shit about me?
You talk this shit about me.
When we put it on the table, you don't really know this shit about me.
You don't really know this shit about me.
I've been in and out of trouble, but they didn't find ish on me. So why you run around town telling niggas that you know about me?
You don't know about me.
I just like that, Joy. You don't know shit about me. Definitely shout out to my boy, D-Boy the Rebel. Always got to show him love, of course. He might not think I love him because I ain't missing me. I can't see you every day, yo. I can't.
We gotta get shit done. It's like, no, I'm just fucking with him.
Shout out to everybody checking out the radio show tonight, live Philly Shine Radio, with your girls, Honest Fire, Mwah. And mwah to my boo, Stormy, this is exclusive. Hey, baby.
Hello. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby. How you been, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
I asked you first.
What's been new with you?
I'm good. We had so much fun at Onyx last night. Shout out to Club Onyx Philly. We definitely just went in on Booty and the Beat. Had some amazing talent. And I found the new artist that I want. He's so decent. Shout out to Jay Damage, young artist who stole the show. And both me and him were just throwing all our goddamn money at the sexy strippers. Oh, my goodness.
I threw five.
Brick House was like, yeah, I saw that five in there. I'm like, yeah, it was one for you and for Thunder. So I could have got 5-1 somewhere. It would have been definitely cool. But we had a great time. Of course, I didn't get no sleep because I was just so excited. But I'm well rested for tonight's fun show. Looking forward to it. And definitely we got something in the ramps trying to get more beats to come to Philly. last night. The girls just go crazy over Breadwinner. So definitely want to show my boy some love up here. They will definitely freak the fuck out. But yeah, just playing some fun. I know you was over there watching the game. Tell me the score, because I hope you came to attention.
Huh?
I said, what's the score on the game?
I was 84-82 right now. Cleveland just got back on top. Warriors was up for a cent, but they in the fourth now.
The fourth quarter?
Yeah, fourth quarter, 6 minutes left. Yeah.
So when I talked to you, didn't it just start? I guess I don't see him.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
shout out
to Mr. LeBron. I love him. I love LeBron. He is so husky.
King James.
Yes. But we're going. We definitely going to have some fun tonight. Oh. Shout out to my people saying that they're listening. And everybody listening in. Definitely press 1 if you want to talk. But you can definitely.
Oh, I just want to shout out Ty Dolla $ign real quick. If he went in the city tonight, he had an exclusive listening party earlier that we got to attend. So, shout out Ty Dolla $ign. He come all the way from Cali to fuck with us.
Oh yeah, Ty Dolla $ign was in Philly not too long ago. Just what's up? I want to check out his new music. Did you get something?
Yeah, I had to send you some. He has some dope new tracks.
Yeah, I wonder if I got it over. I think I do. Shout out to Todd Dollar Sign, working hard. As I recall my emails, I do check my emails every day. And shout out to the artists working and doing their thing. But as I was saying, for everybody listening in tonight, we're going to have some fun on Philly Shine Radio. Tonight's topic is cuffing, sexting, and would you join a nudist camp? So definitely press 1 if you listen online, dial 646-929-0172. I listen to my girl. She already ready. She like, I already. One thing I'm going to do.
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to put it out there real quick. I've been doing one out there. Which I'm already. I'm just going to go ahead and put it out there.
You've been there. So wait a minute. So are you a member or you were just a visitor?
Me and one of my homegirls decided to go, and we were going to check it out to possibly join, and seen some things we weren't comfortable with looking at all day, and just kind of decided against it. So we decided if we wanted to be nude, we always had land we could go to, we have a pool and 350 acres down here, so we can jump nude anywhere.
Decent. Was that,
yes.
That's the one you said that's in Georgia?
So. Yeah, well, it's actually in Alabama. It's about 45 minutes away from here, and they have a lake, a pool, nice cabins. They have a whole nudist colony. They even have a Facebook fan page you can go to.
What? We'll have none of that near Philadelphia. We'll have 45 minutes outside of Philly, or I just don't know the right people. Let me know. Like, please,
that's
let
it,
me know.
That's
going.
It right there.
But I'm
going to
tell you the truth. When I turn 40, I want to start my own. So that's going to be, like, my business plan for when I turn 40. We're going to do a nudist. We'll call it like the Big Booty Nudist or something like that. Like, this is a place where you can just act like you ain't never did nothing else in your life but just eat, sleep, shit, and fuck. Like,
see, I guess being in Alabama, we got surprised with 60 to 70-year-old white men.
Oh wow. See. You know what? I don't wanna segregate people, but I really don't really wanna see the wrinkly old like this skin. I just
it was a lot. It was more than I expected.
Goodness.
It was definitely not what I expected.
Oh my goodness. Shout out to my people who wanted to join in on the conversation in the middle of us talking. Definitely press one. I got you guys. It's not about nothing. But Sean, welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. What's good?
Hey, I see y'all ladies getting it popping on the show.
As usual, as usual. Definitely say hello to Stormy, my beautiful co-host.
Hello.
How you doing, Stormy?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just a little tired up here working.
Notice how Stormy's voice just changed a little bit. She just went to, hello. What's good? Welcome back to Philly Shine Radio. See, that's why I have her, because she gives out that little extra sugar. So we need that. So what are you, I know you interrupted our conversation, but we could get right back to it. But what are you working on? How you been? Welcome back.
I've been good, just working.
What's up with Johnny Rock?
I was with Ty Dolla today, and it was funny that y'all mentioned them. And I was like, oh, the ladies shouted out my man.
Of course.
Why y'all ain't come through?
You come to Columbus today.
No, yeah, we know you all West Coast and whatnot.
Oh, he gonna be in. So where you at, in Atlanta?
No, we're in Columbus, Georgia. I am.
Oh, Columbus.
You know I'm a Philly.
She's born out there.
She's not born, though.
She's not born
out there.
No.
She said you better follow her.
You turn it up out there?
Of course. I'm this exclusive, baby. That's what I do.
Nah, yeah. Like Johnny Rock, like if you have seen some of my posts, my man Dave, he did the After the Picnic Roots party out there, Lit nightclub. So you had Johnny Rock perform, you had Chubby Montega.
Oh, he was there.
Johnny Montega perform.
Chubby Montega.
Yeah. Gil perform. ASAP Ferg was there.
You were here?
Marcus. Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, wow. I didn't even know. That's what we're doing.
Yeah, I was there. I left around like 1:30. Yeah, I left around like
no, 1:30. I was at Onyx. We was at Onyx, YG, Black China, Andy. I was with DC's mom. She was cool as shit.
Yo, the YG concert, they said that shit had 75 people at it.
Yeah,
oh,
I heard
wow.
It was ridiculous. But
a lot of these promoters out here don't know how to do promotions. And
yeah,
I keep
telling
them, like, if y'all not smart enough, and I keep telling these investors, stop dumping your money into these dumbass promoters out here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of dumb promoters,
homies.
And then at the end of the day, they don't really utilize tools. They don't utilize radio, internet radio. They don't even print out flyers. So it's like real ridiculous.
Because
they
fall right on the artist. They thinking just because they posting it on IG, Twitter, and Instagram, that's going to promote the people to come out. That doesn't work. And I tell people, like, if you got an artist, you got to do all of that. You got to do IG, Twitter, MySpace, Flickr. You got to do
radio.
Well,
we know that here. Like,
it's like you got to use all tools of driving.
Listen. Certain people, and I ignore those people, you know what I mean? And then I've been in plenty of events where we were supposed to do radio campaign, even flying in caterers, you know what I'm saying, let alone booking artists or whatever. And as it comes closer and closer to the event, you see that they go from one to caterer to now they call my girlfriend to make macaroni and cheese and fried chicken. And then they go from, I do have the radio budget to, oh, we got Delaware and Jersey radio handling it. Like, wait a minute, but the party's in Philadelphia. Like, so,
right.
You know, at the end of the day, it's a lot of people who do things really ridiculous, and it's sad, but when he got to Club Onyx, we had the whole place packed, so definitely shout out to the after party for YG and
not the homie YG, like not the homie YG, come to the city and they don't turn up for him, because it's like, yeah, he got hit records, and the dude is a dope, but he's dope. Like, you get to know him if you met him. Like, he
has nothing to do with him, because even when he got there, I didn't even know he was, I didn't even know why he was in camp. Like, I didn't even know about the show at Soundgarden, I think it was it. I didn't even know about it until they got there. And I was just like, what? We could have seen the show? Like, oh, we did it. I need to throw money and get drunk or whatever. But I would have definitely
Yo,
went
but
to
you
the
know
show.
The boy would be like, I'm in love with the Coco. You know, he was in the city
Genesis.
The night before. OT Genesis was in the city before at Lit. Don't you know they said 20 people was there?
First of all, I didn't even know that because I would have, oh my goodness, I know him. I would have. I wish you would have.
So
hit
the
me up.
City was
First
turning
all,
up on
had,
this weekend.
Listen. First of all, they had Cheddar the Connect there the week before at Lit, and it was only 7 people there, and I was one of them and shit. I'm like, what the hell is going on? But even with that situation, that was a situation that I wanted to work on. But as I said, you know, you start working with people, and then you say, like, well, where's the budget for the radio? I know you're not sitting it all on me and thinking that I'm going to be promoting it on my IG and shit. There's nothing else behind it. I don't do that, you know what I'm saying? Like, you definitely can't play yourself. And Stormy, I know you can relate, too, like, working with the radio station, different clubs, like, certain promoters and certain business owners, they cross their T's and they dot their I's, but certain ones, they just buy Gucci belts, you know what I mean?
And
Jordan, like, you guys are just ridiculous, so.
There's a lot of
like,
I will work with. I will not work with.
I'm about to tell you the difference between us and a Caucasian and a Jew. Go to a club, go to a city with a bunch of clubs and see what promoter is doing what. Matter of fact, go to L.A. You'll see majority of these promoters with the popping clubs is not black.
But you know what, at the end of the day, that's not always true. It's just about the person putting in that work. You know what I mean? Because
Atlanta got some of the top black promoters.
I can say from my city, there are top crazy promoters that do shit. You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, like, they were competing with the Paint the City White too that night, which was at Bamboo, when they had that whole place filled. You know what I mean? And then I think Floyd Mayweather was at Vanity Grand. So, you know, people are making moves, you know what I'm saying? But it's just certain people who are just liars and they waste money. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I'm
going to
tell you how a promoter could have made money. Because if you look at
For real. I don't give a fuck about talking about these niggas. For real. Like, I appreciate you wanting to put in your input, but we're supposed to have fun tonight on the show. Not talking about these broke niggas who can't relate to shit. Like, I'm not even on that same time. Like, seriously, like, I appreciate that. Maybe we can do a show where we can, like, bash people, and I want to have some fun with them. But where's not tonight's topic? You press 1 because you wanted to join in on tonight's topic, not take it over. She's so bossy. I like her, though.
I like her, though.
Oh, just a little update real quick. We in the 4:02 be 3 seconds. Golden State up. Yo, Warriors up by 93 right now. Yeah,
Curry
getting it in.
Shout out to my co-host Stormy playing a sportscaster.
I'm sorry, I'm a D-ball fan. I can't help it. Football and basketball, I love.
Oh,
I'm a
homie
that loves sports.
I'm going to check my homie for hanging up because he won't hang up because we're not talking about promoters and losers.
Oh,
but
boo.
Tonight's topic on Philly Shine Radio is cuffing, sexting, and would you join the nudist camp? Definitely press 1. Join in on the call. We can have some motherfucking fun. Well, we do have one caller who pressed 1. And everybody else, like I said, you want to join in, press 1. Because my boy Sean, his boss, yes, hung up because I cussed him out. But he'll get over it. 856-535. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, honest book. I'm calling from Jersey, you know.
Who is this? Hey.
Hey, it's Miss Fortune 2 times, boo.
Oh, shit.
Hi.
The Miss is in the building. Welcome, baby.
Hello.
Mrs. Fortune, please say hi to my co-host, Miss Stormy.
Hello.
Hi. So, what's going on? What's the topic tonight, sweetheart?
Stormy, please tell her.
Tell me, please.
So, our topic tonight is cussing, sexting, or would you join a nudist colony?
Hmm. Yes. First of all,
nudist colony, because, you know, it would be nice if I got
would you,
into it. I'm just saying.
Would you join a nudist colony, Mrs. Sometimes?
I'm going to have to pass on that one because I don't want to see everybody goodies because, you know, sometimes you know, the goodies don't be looking too good. So I don't want to, you know, check my eyes to that kind of stuff.
Ah, she said, I don't want to see it. Don't want to see it. You scared?
Yeah, I'm scared. But look, you know, some people don't take care of the goodies like they should.
That's what I was saying. Like, when I start mine, because I feel as though when I turn 40, I want to start a nudist colony, I'm going to have some parameters. You know what I'm saying? Not the fact that, like, you got to be tight. You got to keep it tight or wrap it up. I don't care if something pinch it. I don't care if people put clothespins on their skin to make sure that shit look right. You know what I'm saying? Like, do something. I can't. Like, that's going to be a requirement. They're going to hate if I do this camp and feel like I'm discriminating. But, like you said, I don't want to see it. I want to see it looking good. Ain't that like being naked and looking good? So.
Yeah,
I mean, that's like walking into a strip club with some bad body built stripper and having to sit and watch them all night long. It's just not something you want to see, you know? It's just not.
Right. No.
So basically, you don't want nobody with the BMWs. You know, the body made wrong, John.
Yeah. I like that. She is so cute. Yo, Stormy. I can't wait till you come up to Philly and come have fun with us. I got to say, Mrs. Fortune 2 times definitely turns up with me and shows me so much love and affection.
You already know, my boo, you know.
Definitely going to turn up.
And yeah, you got to come over. We got to have some fun. You know, we sit there, we do our little tote taps, and we be pretty, and we have fun, boo. You got to come chill with us.
Yes, I will definitely. Yeah. I'm definitely going to make my way up there soon. I keep saying it, but I am.
That's
oh my goodness!
Too, you know.
Ah, yes. We will go right there to Atlanta and get my boo. Pick it up. Yeah, because I do want to say to you guys, thank you. I know you guys missed out last night and y'all weren't there, but I told your husband that he can be able to come back June 17th. So please, everybody, make sure you're in the building. June 17th, Booty and the Beat at Club Onyx Philly, Wednesday night. It's going to be turned up. Also, performances by the lovely, lovely Toxic Electricity. My boy Pretty Gutter is going to be joining us, as well as Nisa Philly holding that shit the fuck down. Fortune 2 times in the building. And some other people. I got to look at my list. Sorry, guys. But, they will definitely be in the building. I'm looking forward to that. Definitely.
So you know, so bitch, you know, I'm going to be there with bells on, boo. You know, turn up just a little bit. Yeah,
oh,
you know,
right.
Get down on it, you know what I mean? Honest, I'm going to tell you right here, right now, for everybody here, you're going to love this song that he going to perform. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. You're going to have a big
old love his voice. I was just talking to him earlier. Stormy, and I just told him to send me some music so that I could upload it for the next show. You know, I can't do it live. It just messes everything up. But Stormy, this boy is so super talented. Like, I even like his talking voice. Like
just... Yeah, hold on. I'm going to play him on so he can say a little something, too. So, you know, let Stormy hear the voice, you know.
Oh, we gotta ask him a topic question. Yeah, I'm getting his business.
Nah, I'm not getting on none of that. None of
I know
topics.
What you mean you're not getting none of that. Yes, you is. Don't be scared. young man. I know you're short, but you ain't got to be scared. It's like, no.
I got elite status. What's the topic?
Ah, I love it. Well, first, Stormy, please say hi to Fortune 2 Times, the talented artist from the tri-state area.
Hello, hello.
How you doing?
Good.
Good. But definitely shout out to Instagram and everything while I have you on the line. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to be able to show you some love since I can't play your music for tonight.
That Instagram is at Fortune 2 John. That's 4ORTUNE2X. But that's Fortune 2 John. You under dig? You can't miss that. Oh, Wave went viral. Over 20K on SoundCloud, Fortune 2 Times. But what's the topics, though? Club Onyx.
Yeah, that's it.
You
already know. No,
I
want to
be in on this.
You know, on the way.
He was. He was just worried about promoters and clubs being empty and which ones wasn't empty. But no. You know what I want to ask you? I know that you're married, but do you and your wife still sext each other? Like, do y'all send little sexy text messages? And if so, how often?
Yeah, I'm saying, we can get it to that. That ain't too harsh. You understand?
Shut up. Don't be scared. Just answer the question.
I'm just being honest. That's all. Look.
I love it.
We still do that. That's cute. Almost every day, though.
Probably
like once a day. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's the shit that keep the, you know what I'm saying, the spark alive. You feel me?
Oh, that's always cute. Spark
you know,
up.
You send them them emojis. Them emojis is a killer out there on the phone. Them emojis
Yeah, the emojis help because they say a picture worth 1,000 words. So if you give them the kissy face with the little drops of water, you know it's coming.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you gotta put them together sometimes. To understand.
So wait a minute. All right. Yeah, you know what? I'm not that skilled, but I know what you mean. People definitely. I be like, yo, those emojis is on point. Like. using the gasoline joy with the eggplant and shit like yo gas.
Nah, that's the word.
Definitely thank you for joining in. I know Stormy wanted to ask you something too.
Yeah. Oh, I was just on. UE Live Radio 215 Exposure.
Oh, yeah, that's what's up. I fucks with that girl.
I'm representing Philly right now, and I'm out of Jersey. That's how we doing it. You feel me?
Hey, tri-state. Don't even make it like that. Like,
you understand?
Tri-state.
Everywhere. America. You already know how
which,
I feel.
Which part of Jersey are you from anyway? I never asked.
I'm from Newark, New Jersey.
Okay. Dang, so y'all come all the way down from Newark?
No.
Why do y'all say Newark? Aiming Newark?
No, I stay. We stay out here. Newark. We stay in Voorhees.
Okay. That's not that far.
I mean, Voorhees, you know. We out here in the neighborhood. You feel me? Chilling. Uh-huh. Living okay. That's all. We just all trying
salute.
To get through. Look.
Shout out to your whole Elite Status team. You know, I did miss them yesterday, but I'm looking forward to seeing you guys very, very soon. Of course, y'all need to come out and show love this Saturday. Beanie Siegel, official after party, concert after party, Van Boot, A Club, Onyx will be bananas. Got my boys Lava Gang performing live. And next Saturday, next Friday, June 12th, we got Lil Durk in the building. And King Prada, you know, our winner from last month, will be opening up for Lil Durk. It's so fun. King Prada actually won last night. Him and $10 million. It was just a split decision. So bringing, like, the first month with the second month, it was real nice. For the Winter Circle competition?
Yeah,
we had Young Dollars and King Cloud won.
Salute that. That's salute that. Go follow them boys. You under there?
Just an update on the game real quick. They went in the OT. It's tied 98-98. So they're going to the
OT. It's the OT. That's crazy.
They store me out a little fire hose. I don't start watching basketball until game three. So I watch game three in the finals. Because it's too many games. It's like 1,050,000 games.
Each one of them set a tone and a pace, baby. Each one of them.
I understand, but I'm just watching three. I'm here. I mean, I don't have no damn time for no basketball. Now, football season, that's a different story. You only just got to watch it 1 or 2 days a week, you know, Sunday or Thursday, maybe a Monday. Monday night football I miss sometimes unless it's the Eagles playing or somebody elite. But who has time for basketball? Are you watching the finals, Mr. Fortune?
No, I don't got time to watch basketball. Actually, I'm watching Lifetime. You understand? One of the
Lifetime.
Time.
Oh,
Lifetime
shit.
You understand? That's how the nights got to go, you know?
That sounds backwards as hell. I'm watching basketball, and he watching Lifetime.
And he watching Lifetime. That is some backwards. But he's sitting there with the missus. So let me ask you this question. Who's controlling the remote control? You or her?
I'm saying I love Lifetime, my favorite channel. So you know, I mean, she happened to enjoy.
No. Who's controlling the remote control? Be honest. Who turned to the channel tonight?
Yeah, he did.
Okay. I'm gonna be honest. I've never watched a movie on Lifetime. Like, I start them, but I never finish them. Like, I'd be like, yo, man, this acting sucks ass. Like, what is wrong? I cannot watch no bad acting. I don't care how good the story is. Like, unless I know you, I ain't watching no bad acting. But definitely thank you guys so much for joining in. I'm going to try to get back to y'all, you know, night of Lifetime and love and happiness. Good night, sweet dreams to the missus. And definitely shout out to y'all. I'm going to shout you out on Instagram about this Lifetime movie situation, though.
Know that. Ignore my way.
I'm about to look at what Lifetime is. He was on. I got to see. What channel is Lifetime? I don't even know what channel Lifetime is. I watched Project Runway on Lifetime, so see that. I'm about to look at this title. All these goddamn channels.
Mm-hmm.
Spike. We got, we got Comedy Central.
I understand.
Too many daggone channels on freaking cable. Bravo, Hallmark. Let's see, Hallmark. I don't watch no Hallmark shows either. Oh, Lifetime, that's just Hoarders. That's just a show, Hoarders.
No. Movie, not Lifetime Movie Network.
Oh, y'all watch the actual Lifetime Movie Network. Oh, you got the official tissue.
Ah,
I definitely don't know where that is. I was about to put you out there. Well, just tell me the name of it, cause I can't find it on my guide. That whole channel is Lifetime Movie Network.
That's on the phone right now.
Let me guess the title. My teacher, my lover. So you know.
Nope. Stranger Empire, Rise of the Woman, baby.
Oh, I was like, I might like that.
Uh-huh.
Let me find out. What about you, Stormy? Do you be watching Lifetime?
No. Network. I don't got time to watch Lifetime, so.
Okay, Strange Empire.
I be trying to catch what I can, but, you know.
Oh, this look kind of decent. This look kind of decent.
Mm-hmm.
This is a little series. Okay. I'm going to check it out. I'm going to, we're going to DVR this whole program. What'd you say?
Ooh, you wanted to add that to the favorites. You know, sometimes they be having good sex. Sometimes, I ain't going to lie, I be blowing my stuff. But I be like, you know what? Let me just switch the channel to something else. FX and TNT, you know, all the good goods.
I like that. All right, I got it. You put me on. I'm all about women controlling and being empowered, so that's dope.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll let you guys get back to your Lifetime night, and as I said, thank you so much for supporting the show. Gotta go back down and shout out, show some more love to some callers. I don't know, I'm gonna play some music. I'm gonna show some love to my boy, the wheelchair bully, while we see what's going to be the outcome of game one. We got our sports reporter, the beautiful model.
Exclusive sports reporter in the house.
Exclusive sports reporter. I like that. but sit tight. Sit tight, everybody. We go ahead and update and more. So we're going to show some love to my boy, the wheelchair bully. This grew up with.
Yeah. I go by the name of the wheelchair bully. Boost Street representative, man. Sometimes, you know, you grow up, you know what I'm saying? You still love your hood, you know what I'm saying? You still respect where you come from, but there's certain motherfuckers you just can't deal with. You dig me? Okay, I started from the bottom, now I'm here. Cause I would never amount to nothing with niggas in my head. Telling me I need to come around more, and it's true. But some niggas want you to drown, though. They call them crabs in the barrel, my hand on my gun. Finger on the trigger, I'ma use it like a tongue. Start licking all shots. With the mind state of a young son of a gun. Or should I say a vet, you fucking with the best. Heavyweighted, underrated, let me get it on my chest. Some niggas don't want you to blow up.
Let's see you on the ground.
Quick to call your phone. Where was you at when I was broke with no money and no car, no way to get out when it was sun? Now my sunny side up and your sunny side shade, and it's a shame I was fucking with a goddamn lame.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good, now he wants break shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna creep up in the same crib. Ate the same food, wore the same shoes, now things different. You ain't even the same dude. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you
time you used to fight, time you used to laugh, getting money together, now that's the thing of the past. Now it's funny stands and fake checks, you do the math. Now you gotta cut the grass, got your homies, ain't your homie no more now. Same dude you grew up with, the same dude trying to slow you down. Shoot you in your back just to teach you a lesson, so keep your enemies close. In your hand on your weapon, we used to eat the same food, slept in the same crib, grew up on the same block.
You knew where my mom lived.
You was there when I got shot, shit, you almost cried. Lost a lot of blood, shit, I almost died. You was in the hospital screaming, I'm gon' ride.
When in reality, you wasn't even by my side.
I was in a hospital bed and you was fucking my bitch. I can't believe that I considered this a part in the shit.
We came from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good, now he wants break shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Same dude you grew up with, he wanna kill ya. Whip up in the same crib, ate the same food, wore the same shoes. Now things different, you ain't even the same dude. Niggas digging, you know.
he would change lanes, invest in something positive, but all he knows is one thing.
Stick up, still letting off in broad day.
I just hope it doesn't come across the wrong
we
way.
We from the same city, same hood, same block. You thinking it's all good, now he wants great shots. Come on, same dude you grew up with, he want to kill you. Same dude you grew up with, he want to kill you. Live up in the same crib, ate the same food, wore the same shoes, now things different. You ain't even the same dude. Same dude you grew up with, he want to kill you. Same dude you grew up with, he want to kill you.
Shout out to my boy, the wheelchair really doing his thing. Same dude you grew up with. Niggas get your shit together. Stormy. Tell me,
yes,
what's going on with the game, Stormy Sports?
Oh. It's 105-98 Golden State right now. But Cleveland, one of their players got hurt. Irvin got hurt, so he had to walk it off the court. So,
oh no!
How that gonna go?
So Cleveland up,
for the
Cleveland
rip.
Up.
No, Cleveland down. Golden State up, 105.
To how much?
Curry and Thompson be getting it in, 105-98.
Mm.
Yes.
Nice.
And see, they
that
have a thing
everybody.
About the first game. Let me tell you though, they got a thing of superstition about the first game because usually whoever wins the first game wins the conference, wins the finals. So that's why the first game usually sets the tone.
Okay.
Because, like, statistically through history, like, the ones who have won the first game, more winners that have won the first game have won the whole final. You feel me?
That wasn't true with the Sixers. I'll never forget that.
No,
that shit was horrible.
No.
We won one game, and that was it. The rest up. That's what's up. Shout out to Steph Curry. I fucks with him. He definitely be doing the things. I've watched him play a couple of times, but
in the life he is still.
I know, right? You like that, don't you? I really like that too. So I'm just saying, I have a tight. But definitely shout out to.
A minute left in OT, and they gonna be done.
Mm. Put it in the pocket for Golden State. Oh, shout out to Jay Damage. I see your number. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
What's up, Anna? Am I live?
Yes, you are live. And please say hi to my co-host, Stormy.
Hello.
How you doing tonight, Stormy?
Good. How are you?
I'm all right. Out here chilling. Onyx had me out there last night, Club Onyx. Shout out to Onyx again, Onyx.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is what I was telling you. We was both throwing all our money and having fun with the strippers.
Oh, okay.
The strippers love him.
Yes, ma'am.
They loved you last night.
What's them topics again for tonight?
Oh, okay. You want to get right in. Tonight's topic
it's your show. I thought you were trying to get right.
No. I don't mind. We can talk about everything. I'll pick right back up.
I'm happy to be on the show, you know.
Well, since let me ask him, since I haven't got to ask Emil yet.
Go right ahead,
would
baby.
Would they join the nudist colony?
Okay.
Would you join a nudist colony?
I think I would, maybe to try it, but I don't really know how it would work out for me. I mean, I like buying clothes and shoes, and I don't know. I like my appearance. I mean, it'd be cool to kind of experience living in a nudist colony, but not to actually be a part of a nudist colony.
He's like, I got to get back to my drawers and my
jeans.
Yeah,
exactly, you know, that's all I'm saying. The watch, everything.
But isn't that part of joining a nudist colony is just to leave it all behind and let it go and be free? Nobody with what you got on, not having to worry about this, that, the other, but just you?
Well, I mean, I don't really dress to impress. I dress because I like what I'm wearing. Really, I could give two shits about what the next man thinks about my outfit, you know? As
Your
long
style,
as I feel
uh-huh.
it, then that's just my style, you know? In the end of the day, their opinion's not affecting my life unless they're, you know, a Kanye or a Jay-Z or, you know, maybe in an honest case, somebody who can actually influence my future. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Definitely. I'm looking forward to influencing your future. I'll tell you what. Oh, my goodness, Stormy. He blew us away. I mean, just like, I like him.
I appreciate that.
We all showed you so much love. And all the ladies last night really enjoyed you. And I'm glad you came out. You know, I know we've been talking for a couple weeks or whatever, so.
Yeah, it was
I didn't even think you were a great exposure.
Good opportunity. Everybody was cool. You know, it was a good scene. That's what I'm into.
That's cool. That's cool. Definitely shout out to you. Now, while I have you on the line before the show is over, please shout out your Instagram and the best way people could be able to check out your music online.
Oh, yeah. You can check me out at The James Gloddday. That's THEJMESGLODDAY, all one word. I'm the same name on Twitter, too. You know, I like to keep my shit original. Facebook, you can look up JD, James Day, if you want. Find me personally, you know. I don't have a problem with that at all. But as far as my music, I'm keeping it hidden from the world until I drop. Nah, I'm playing around. I got some older shit over on YouTube. You can check that out if you want to. It's that's the James Gloddday as well on YouTube. And I got a little bit on SoundCloud. Like I said, I've been hidden in the background for a little bit, just doing, you know, a little bit of battle scene, a little bit of party shows, you know, smaller club scenes. I'm on the come up right now, so I can't boast. Like, I got a bunch of music and everything out there and a bunch of sponsors, whatever else. But I can say, you know, you want to put me in the battle.
I'm sponsoring
them.
That's
what I'm saying. I met a really good connect with that opportunity that Honest set up. And, you know, now you're going to see me on the mat, but I'm coming.
Yeah, but, you know, one thing I can say, from the jump, I felt your confidence when we had our first conversation. And I was trying to find time to get back to talk to you. So a lot of times I do miss opportunities to meet people because they wait for me to get back to them. But I do appreciate that you consistently hit me up and you actually showed up. And
I would hit you up earlier today even to, you know, show you some of those other tracks I was talking about that I'm dropping soon. And, you know, but last night I got home late from the city. You know, I didn't go right to bed. I had a couple of drinks and whatever else, too, and that shit, it kicked my ass. I was out for a little bit of the day, woke up, wrote a little bit, you know.
Yeah, I was.
That's what I'm saying. You got
so
to me, but I was definitely looking forward to it.
Yeah, definitely get ready for the studio because I see us making some good music. I'll let you peek a little bit into what Toxic is doing, and none of her shit is nowhere, you know.
Yeah,
so
that's dope. Her shit is dope.
Game over.
Who won?
Warriors won. They beat the Cavs 108-100.
Oh, my goodness. Ooh. I know one thing. One thing I can say, like, even though I don't watch the NBA and all the basketball games, I do be on Instagram. So I know we'll be going on a little bit because Instagram definitely lets you know what happened.
Yeah, you can find out anything
know who
on Instagram.
It lets you know who had the most points, who's jumping on new ships and whatnot. So I'm good. Like, I love my Instagram.
You can do your recap.
I actually just followed you, Jay. I didn't even know. I thought I did already. I got you.
Okay.
I
really appreciate that.
Then,
yeah, I already had you.
Okay, yeah, I'm sure. I hope so. And Stormy, I'm about to tag you.
Yeah, tag me so I can follow him.
Thank you. Yeah, all the support I can get. That's what I'm looking for. I appreciate that. I got you back.
And I'm always looking for tracks, too. You know, we have the show down here, so.
Oh, okay. I didn't know what it was about. All right.
Yeah, definitely. We are
all the way in Georgia.
Show.
We link it from Philly to Georgia.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I'm trying to join the movement.
Yeah.
Hell, yeah.
He on it, like, watch. Oh, I own his soul already. He don't even know, so. I got his soul. Their soul is mine. So I'm staying, like.
Yeah, you see, we got Moby's.
You on a triple six
Moby's. Honest.
What'd you say?
I said, you see, we got Moby's in rotation. I had posted it.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I posted it on my IG.
Okay. I'm about to show him some love. He is popping up here in Philly. We love him so much. But I just tagged both of you guys on IG so that y'all could follow each other and show some love. Because like I said, Stormy's like, this my young boy. Like, you don't even know. Like, he was so deep. He got on the stage and it was spitting and throwing money, like my kind of
guy. Yeah, that's how I do it. And shout out to Young Dallas too for the performance last night. I linked up with him. That was something else, you know. Honest led me to. He want to get on something. He's showing love too. He fuck with what I put down that night, and he said he's free. He didn't have no charge. That's what every artist was on last night. There, they was like, yeah, all right, Damage, we got you. You want to get on the track? You want to come on the track? Let's do it.
Yeah, because you're very talented, and that's how it is. You got to be able to network and interact. See, everybody already on Instagram, calling the Smash Brothers, Iggy and Barnes. Go ahead, Iggy Dollar. That's nice. I'm proud of him. I've met him a couple of times. Congratulations.
He came a long way. He came a real long way.
Yeah, he has. So that's really dope. That's really dope for him. But definitely shout out to you, Mr. J. Damage. Definitely looking forward to working with you and playing your music on Philly Shine Radio as well. It's not showing love.
Yeah. As I'm saying, I feel the love. Hell yeah. Let's get this money. You already know.
Definitely. I already know. And Stormy, it's been an awesome pleasure having you co-host tonight with me again. I'm going to shut down at the 1 o'clock hour tonight and put it down. My girl always brings me that sweet sexiness.
Ooh. Yeah, y'all definitely tore it up. Y'all definitely tore it up.
And I love your sound effects too, Stormy. Because when we first started, like, I was like, new to this college. She's like, mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, you know I got them. We don't need no machine.
You don't need no machine. But before we go, I got to ask you the topic question on sexting. Now, do you or don't you send out naked pictures?
I really don't, because, like,
no, I wasn't
talking
to you, James. I'm talking to Stormy.
I thought you were talking to my fault.
I'm talking to Stormy.
Now I'm trying to steal the spotlight and shit. Go ahead, Stormy, my fault.
I like him. See, he got that confidence. He means he's ready to be on stage. That's what it means.
Yeah. I'm ready to get the spotlight.
But no,
okay,
Stormy,
now,
do you send are you sexting? Do you send naked pictures and little, you know?
I have to the guy I was dating for 5 years. Yes.
Keep it classy.
Yeah, I know. That was real classy. I was just thinking of the state, girl, what? I've opened up my vagina and I show him the cream.
No, not to random people, no. And I don't just, like, no. A year in, no. 2 years in, nah, probably still wouldn't. I just, too much, you know, nowadays can come back on you and stuff, you know. I gotta know that's crucial.
Yo, I know when I really get famous, y'all gonna see a lot of my butt. Because I like taking pictures of my butt. I really do.
You see my ass anyway. It's on IG. I'll head it.
Yours is. Because you are the Miss Exclusive Model Queen, of course. Of course you're Miss Exclusive Model Queen. Your butt is everywhere, but mine isn't. So, but the second I get old, people be like, what? I got out of it. And then, like, when I don't like a person, like, when I don't like a person or I don't want to do business with somebody, I'm definitely sending them a picture of my ass. Like, kiss my ass. So, that's not really a sex thing, but that's just to show you how see how good and big and delicious my ass is naked, right? I just said it. Like,
you know what you need to caption it underneath it? You know what your new caption needs to be? It was just a week ago.
About
a week ago.
Week ago. Oh, yeah, man. JT definitely was doing the shmoney dance last night for the first time. He was fucking that joint up.
I was like,
let me roll my arms. I like it. But I remember this one bitch. I sent her the picture of my ass, and she posted it on IG or whatever because I didn't like her no more. And then the guy who I was messing with at the time who had the picture of my ass, he was like, why is she showing your ass on Instagram? And I'm like, what that bitch? Like, so cute. Like, you can say it. Like, you know what I mean? I don't care. Like, she didn't tag me in it, but she was just like, I think she said something stupid. I think she put my number on it or something. Like a whore would, but it is what it is.
She was trying to
do
this, but she didn't know she was promoting.
What?
I said she was trying to do this. My fault.
Oh, go ahead, baby.
Nah, you good. Are you a co-host?
I was just going to say, no, for real, though, it's a way to keep it, you know, you can do things to spice up your relationship with sexting, you know, and like for one thing, I used to do like sexy striptease pics and vids and send them to my man, and you know, on nights we couldn't be together because he was working or I was working or whatever it may be, you know, and it always kept it spicy.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
That's a good look.
That's always nice.
That counts as far as. I feel like keeping a dude, you know, spicing shit up. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't want to, like, the same old practice again tonight. Oh, baby. We about to eat, you know what I'm saying? You first, like, we about to eat, you first. But at the end of the day, like I said, I have my reasons for why my ass is out there. And then, you know, for other reasons, it's not. But I do say this, I do not send out the same picture to everybody else. Like, a lot of people do that shit. Like, you can't, like, that, because it's impossible. Because, like, unless you're talking to a lot of guys at once, like, maybe you can send out the same picture. But normally, you know, if I'm messing with somebody, like, you get a fresh pic. You know what I mean? I'm not going to see some old somebody else has, and then they just like, oh, whatever, I got that picture too, whatever. No. You can't do that. Keep it. So, you know, some special eyes only, except for my haters. Like, you know, I sent it out to like 6 people just to be spiteful. So they got, hopefully they lost their phone. A lot of people lose their phones, so fuck them. I'm going to count on that. At the end of the day, sexting's good, cuffing's over, and I'm starting to do this camp when I turn 40. So that was Philly Shine Radio for today. We had so much fun. Shout out to my boy Jay Damage. Can't wait to show you all some of his music. And thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. Holler at me anytime.
Yes, I'm following you, sugar.
You take it easy, too, Stormy. I'm going to be linking up with you.
All right.
All right, I'll take it easy.
Bye, sweetheart. He is so decent. I got to say, he is so, so, so cute, too. He got this big old smile, but you'll see it. You'll see it. Yes. Melt the heart. Melt a heart and melt down something else. So, but definitely shout out to everybody who joined in on the show tonight. You know, we had to take it in a little early, just getting back into the swing of things on Philly Shine Radio. More shows coming soon, more guests. So much. And thanks again, Stormy. Good night, boo.
Oh, thank you, love. Good night.
She's so sweet.